Vanjie Williams, first congressional candidate for the 1st District of Virginia.
So what's your, 30-second pitch? Why should I vote for you?
I believe that the citizens of the 1st District of Virginia should vote for me because I'm ready to fight for an economy that works for all, find and make sure that we have accessible and affordable health care, and so that I can invest in our communities and our hometown heroes. It's time that we had a candidate that supports we the people, because we deserve better.
So why don't you think the current representative in Congress is doing that? What makes you different?
What makes me different is I am coming in as a person who understands the struggles of the community. I understand what it feels like and by talking to people throughout the district of what our needs are, what we need to do to take the 1st District to the next level, like making sure that we have affordable housing, quality health care, transportation throughout the district, broadband, and making sure that families can afford basic needs.
What exactly in transportation do you have in mind?
With transportation, I would like to do a transportation study on the I-295, I-95, I-64, Route 1 and 301 corridors, and throughout the Middle Peninsula and Northern Neck, so that we can bring commerce to those areas and we can stop the piecemealing of transportation projects throughout the district. Right now, we have no transportation in the Middle Peninsula and Northern Neck. That means that people cannot get to quality jobs. They can't get to healthcare facilities. They can't get to education. It's time we help the citizens of the 1st District have that opportunity, and I want to bring it to them.
And anything in particular more up 95, Stafford, Fredericksburg, just as far as those people who are sitting in the car in traffic wondering if they'll ever get out?
If we work on a transportation plan and an infrastructure plan in coordination, we can work on ways to bring broadband to the Northern Neck Middle Peninsula, reduce some of the traffic on 95. But not only that, we can also, as part of the infrastructure and transportation bill, make sure that we are building another train system or adding to our train system so that we have trains throughout the day. People don't work just 9 to 5 anymore. We have to make sure that people can get from the southern part of the district to the northern part of the district and from the northern down to the southern at any time of the day, not just through core hours. We have people who want to work everywhere.
What if you're picking one or two main issues, if you get elected and make it to Capitol Hill, what would be your main focus that you would try to make a difference on?
Definitely, like I said, investing in our communities and our hometown heroes means that we invest in our economy and we invest in our health care. Medicare now is what we're calling it with dental and vision, and that adds to the quality of life of the people in this district. My goal is to make sure that every man, woman, and child has a fair shot and gets what they deserve. Not just those who agree with me, but everyone.
How do you address the costs of expanding things like that to try to help and cover all of those people?
Well, we closed 2 or 3 of the tax loopholes that corporations have been taking advantage of, and we put those right back in our communities. Our country is for we the people, not we the corporation. And the tax breaks that corporations and those who are in the top 1% is not a fair share. By making sure that we have equal taxation, especially from the top down, that will help our communities on the lower level. We need to make sure that we are investing in our people, not just our corporations.
Do you feel like President Trump has an impact on this race, or is it all about more local issues?
It's about local issues. I'm running for everyday issues, not issues of the day.
Is there a blue wave coming, or are you concerned that, the power of the incumbency means that you might end up on the outside looking in on November 6th?
I believe there's a blue wave coming. I think people are ready for change. They're ready for a candidate who is going to address their needs and focus on the needs of the community, the 1st District of Virginia, not just certain aspects that address one community. While we have a huge military community, we also have a huge military community that has active duty military on food stamps. That's not acceptable. They deserve better. We have retired military men and women who are living on or just above the poverty line. Unacceptable. We need to make sure that our teachers and our first responders are not working 2 and 3 jobs. I'm aiming for the people that need our help. If we build our community up, we build our economy up, and we have a society that can take care of themselves. Right now, my congressman, he focuses on one aspect, military shipbuilding. While I would still focus on our military force, I want to make sure the people who serve and protect our country are taken care of. So I'm not a one-sided candidate. I want to make sure I'm here for all the people.
So what specifically, I mean, as far as something that you could do from the federal level, would you want to do to address some of those things and help those people? Is there a specific policy or bill or something that you would plan to introduce?
My INVEST initiative is the first bill that I want to introduce. My INVEST initiative is aimed towards military men and women, active duty and retired, first responders, and educators. What I want to do is exempt the first $50,000 of earnings for these groups of people from federal income tax, essentially giving them on average a $5,000 pay increase by closing 2 or 3 of the tax loopholes that corporations take advantage of. But by us investing in our hometown heroes, we build our communities. We are able to start small businesses. We're helping them pay off student loans. We help those who we're supposed to be there to help. My goal is to make sure that the district is treated fairly throughout and not just attention put on one aspect or another. The second, of course, would of course be making sure that we get broadband throughout the entire district. And that will come through an infrastructure plan.
Is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you think is really important or that you've heard from voters that has kind of bumped it up your list of things to pay attention to?
Yes. If you want a candidate that is out here and speaking to people who will be out here, I'm that candidate. My whole reason for getting into the race was because my congressman was not there to listen to me. He was not there to help me. I want to make sure I'm there for every constituent in this district, regardless of political party, regardless of race, regardless of socioeconomic level. I want to be that candidate, that congresswoman, who will give our citizens a fighting chance. My logo is We Deserve Better because I know we deserve better, and I'm going to make sure we get it.